Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for tuning in and turning us on. I'm Sabrina Wright, and today I have the distinct pleasure and honor of being your guest host this hour. I'd like to thank Dr. Pat for the opportunity to come before you, and I also would like you to continue to send your healing prayers and thoughts to Dr. Pat as she continues her recovery from her knee surgery. As I mentioned, my name is Sabrina Wright, and you may not be familiar with me. I'm a holistic health and wellness advocate, a certified biblical counselor. I do consulting, encouraging, and I'm a therapist in the wellness field. My work and practice has been developed richly as working through in a collaborative environment, focusing on my client and their specific needs. Our environment works with integrative practitioners that include physicians, surgeons, nurses, naturopaths, estheticians, chiropractors, and even body workers. And our collective focus and approach has always been on whole person care, body, mind, and spirit. And in every single case, physical health and well-being becomes the most important factor to address. And let me tell you, there's no one single strategy that works. Most people who find themselves in this office and on that table will tell you that this is their last resort, even before surgery. Together, we customize a plan and an approach to address your specific pain, you as an individual, and your lifestyle, using tools and resources that we bring together, changing your story of pain to a story of health and vitality. So here on Transformation Talk Radio, each second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, is the Live the Good Life show. And I'm joined by leaders within the health and wellness field who not only inspire and educate, but they're creating and transforming our world by working with people like you. We talk about modern struggles and challenges in our world, and our topics each month range from life, love, health, wholeness, well-being, spirituality, and even personal development. Now, you can get in contact with me through my website, therightwrightbalance.com, or on social media, Facebook, Sabrina A. Wright, or even on Instagram, Live the Good Life Sabrina. And I welcome the opportunity to talk with you, even more so work with you on changing your world and improving your health and well-being. Today, we're going to talk about the season of new beginnings. Right now, we're at the very start of spring. It's one of my favorite seasons. Not only does spring bring thoughts of fresh and new rebirth, rejuvenation, renewal, but also that of new opportunities, new directions, new experiences, and just the excitement of everything all fresh and new. Last year, our world was literally unplugged. And it's been filled with a lot of constant unpredictability and change. Many of us experienced difficulty in understanding just exactly what happened. Our routines were disrupted. Our way of living life was disrupted. And yet, this last year has been a time that we've all had the opportunity to plant new seeds, to go through, if you will, a year of rest, of recalibration, and a year of taking a look at life. Is it fulfilling me? Is it bringing me joy? Does that relate to my relationships? Does that relate to my family? Does that relate to the work that I do and how I'm interacting day to day? A lot of our feelings heightened. We became extra sensitive. I know for myself that I was going through kind of a roller coaster of emotions throughout the year. And as I met with clients and talked with clients about that, there were unsettling situations that really affected us at a very deep core level. And so for myself, it was a matter of taking a look at the choices that I was making, the choices that we were making, the choices that we had options to make, because quite frankly, we found ourselves in a time of, again, uncertainty, a kind of misdirection where we were drifting throughout not only our days, but throughout the year, throughout the months. And what I've come to know is that there's not a rush to make choices and decisions, because when we react quickly, we have less control or less capacity to affect the outcome of our choices. And so, gosh, it was just such a time of really pulling back and reconnecting with myself and helping clients reconnect with what brought them joy, who they are, what do they enjoy, what are their gifts, what are their talents, what are their struggles, and how to break through. I can remember having a couple of conversations last year about working with changing our mindset, right? Because of a constant wheel that we got on in our lives, and what our routines were. We would get up in the morning, depending on what our day looked like. We either had breakfast or we didn't have breakfast. We were rushing to work or we were rushing to an appointment. And yet, in all of that, we missed some of the most beautiful and wonderful experiences and connections that we have available to us in the morning. And that's our family, right? Taking that time to reflect on that, those were those were lost moments, those were lost experiences that are difficult to get back. However, we have the opportunity now, after this long year, we have this opportunity to do better, to make better choices, to show up better. I know that there's never the perfect time for things. We can't plan the perfect timing of an activity or a decision or an interaction because there's just too many factors involved. And really, we have limited control and limited access to control. But what we can do is we can control how we react and respond in our lives and in our day. And so, brain just kind of went out there. So our choices, it's about our choices, right? So what I've come to know is that our choices determine how we grow, how we succeed, what our prosperity looks like, and ultimately, how happy are we? Throughout this last year, the choices we've made have needed to be more constant, conscious, and a more constant focus on choosing and choosing well. So spring is an activity, a season of activity and opportunity. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to take advantage of this new season, this new spring in our new year 2021. So I'll see you when we come back.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known Light Body Whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Jen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. Here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. My name is Sabrina Reicht, and wow. Let's talk about spring. Let's talk about opportunity. Let's talk about new. It's curious. Saturday or Sunday, we had the beginning of spring, probably both days, actually. Saturday and Sunday, the beginning of spring. And of course, for me, it was coming to the end of National Sleep Week. And typically, I work with my clients making sure that they get a good night's sleep and what that looks like and what that entails. And it's curious how it just coincides with the changing of the time. And what's interesting is that I found out, was it yesterday or the day before, that the world does not change time like we do. So in other parts of the country, people are changing their time this week. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of. But anyway, a good night's sleep is so important, especially when if you think in your brain, you're losing an hour's sleep. It could throw off your entire routine. And routines are important. Routines help build boundaries and parameters to live within so that we're able to live a more, I think, spontaneous life, because you know where the safety nets are, you know where the structure is, so that there's a greater sense of freedom within that. Where am I going with this? Okay, so now we're working out of National Sleep Week into spring cleaning, right? So next week is National Cleaning Week. Spring, it's all about preparing. If you're a gardener, you start to take a look at your garden. You pull the weeds that ended up taking root in your garden over the fall and the winter. You're tilling it up. You're breaking up the soil. You're filling it with fertilizer and compost, vitamins and minerals that are going to create a rich bed for your fruits, your vegetables, your flowers, your trees, for everything, right? Spring is that preparatory season. And that also happens with us as individuals. So to break up the soil of your life, to break up the structure of what you've got going on, so that this year is more fruitful and more productive for you, we take a look at our thought patterns. We take a look at our choices and our lifestyle. We take a look at our spirituality and our components and our connection to God and that then affects our thought processes, which also affect our emotions, which also affect our body. We are so interconnected as a whole that at times our body really becomes super burdened if we're not taking good care of it. And you're probably asking, well, how do you take really good care of it? There's so much information out there, right? Are supplements good? I heard supplements are bad. Shouldn't we be getting our food from our nutrients from the food that we eat? Are we taking care of our thought processes and the conversations that we have? How about the material that we read or watch on TV? How are we taking care of ourselves, whole person? it's a big process. And it's not something that happens overnight. It's not something that you can take a look back at last year and say, okay, so I worked on this and I worked on that and I got my food in and now I'm starting to exercise more and I have more quality time with the family and I'm seeing my grandkids more. Life is constantly evolving. We as human beings are the most beautiful work in progress ever made. And so taking a look at how do we provide health and wholeness for ourselves, there's not just one system. There's not just one way to do it because each of us are individual. We come with our own set of unique circumstances and challenges. And we also come looking for different outcomes. Again, before the break, I mentioned choices. So this spring, this new year, let's change the focus. It's almost like a reverse engineering of how we used to live our lives. So how are we going to change the focus? That would start with a personal inventory. So what's not working for you right now? Is it your daily routine? Is it your evening routine? Is it now that you're working in a new environment? Is it that your work environment needs to be updated or changed? Am I on the path still where I'm going and obtaining personal growth or growth in my financial situation? Am I still on that road to success and meeting those goals? If not, then what needs to be adjusted? Consider redirecting some of your time, attention, and energy. And take a Ben Franklin approach to your life so that you can determine what the best next step is for you, right? So it's a pros and cons list of everything, of all of the options that you have going on, of all that sits in front of you. It's to take a look at each area of your life and take a look at what's working, what's not working. Am I growing and succeeding, and am I getting better, improving, right, in all of our areas of our life? And if we're not, then what could we be doing? What could possibly be the direction that we need to go in? But until we write it down and we take a look at the good, the bad, and maybe the ugly, the pros, the cons, and maybe the definitely needs to get rid of, you're not going to know that. And what happens then is when it's on paper, you get out of your head. I think that for me, when I get overwhelmed with the excitement of all kinds of new things and opportunities, it really does become one of those things. Oh, should I do this? Should I do that? How should I go about this and that? And I create this little whirl in my head. And so it just seems like this mass chaos, and the best time to be able to separate and disconnect from that, if taking that time, taking that moment and writing everything down, because once it's on paper, once you can actually see it, then you focus and you can make those decisions that come from a place of clarity, that come from a place of ease. And those decisions that you make will just naturally flow out of you. Choices, it's always choices. So how are you going to choose to spend this season, this new spring season? Let's take a look at your health. Let's take a look at the aspects of your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and even your financial health, because again, they all intersect together. If you have a question, we're going to open the phone lines, and there's an opportunity when we come back from a break for you to call in with questions. Questions, comments, even concerns. Again, it's a call-in show, so the number that you can call in at is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back, we'll talk about how to detox your life and get clean and clear to move forward.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Hello, everybody. We're back here at the Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sabrina Redding. I'm your guest host today. Spring is a season of growth. It's a time to plant. It's a time to choose action over rest. It's a time to choose truth over fantasy. Choose a smile over a frown. It's a time to choose love over anger. And it's a time to choose to live a good life in all things. Choose opportunity. I believe that the best way to make those good decisions come from starting with a self-inventory. Start taking a look at your day-to-day. Are your habits serving you well? Is the food that you eat, the water that you drink, the movement that you provide yourself serving you well? Is it bringing you happiness, positivity? Is it infusing you with healthier environments, healthier conversations? Is it fulfilling you? How about your socialization and your circle of influence? How's your spirituality and your connection with God, the creator of the universe? Bottom line, are we feeling sick and tired of being sick and tired? Gosh, for new beginnings this season, for new beginnings, it's important to remove making poor, lackluster choices. And it's becoming so much more important to really, if you will, detox, right? What's not working for us? Take the bad stuff out of our lives so that it provides room for good, better things. I know back, 10, 12 years ago, I was in in my education for my counseling certification. Ooh, we have a caller.
Yeah, do you want to hold that and we can bring on Lisa from California for you?
Absolutely.
All right, Sabrina.
Absolutely.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello, hi, Sabrina. Lisa. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry to interrupt you because I want to hear about your 10 to 12 years ago thing. But all this talk that you've been sharing with us and so eloquently encouraging us to embrace this spring and this renewal and this cleansing season, what would you recommend for us humans to really spring clean our bodies? You know, mind, everything, top to bottom, head to toe. What are some things that you practice yourself, maybe, or that you encourage your clients and recommend to your clients and to your loved ones as far as detoxing and spring cleaning our bodies?
Well, spring cleaning starts with always the vessel, right? So it really is our physical being, because if we're taking care of nourishing and nurturing ourselves and giving our bodies and our lives good things, there's really no room for bad. Dietetically, it's eating more fruits and vegetables and making sure that you get really hydrated. However, over the last 10 years of study on taking care of the physical body, there's a detox protocol that I recommend to all my clients and that I personally subscribe to that is gentle and effective daily. More times than not, people are aware of cleanses and detox that happen and occur over a short period of time. And those are really, really rigorous and create an even bigger burden on the body systemically and organ-wise to process the toxins that we just naturally have within us because of the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, and the water that we drink. So this product is a natural forming zeolite. And many of you who have seen my podcast and are familiar with the work that I do and on my website, I'm partnered with a whole food, plant-based nutrition and support company. And they have two incredible detox products that detoxify the body gently and effectively within 4 to 6 hours of ingesting, not only in the gut, which is where a lot of our problems stem from, is an unhealthy gut, but also detoxes throughout our entire bodies on a cellular level. So that means that it travels through water channels and cleans your blood. It cleans your organs. It cleans your muscle tissue. It helps takes plaque off the brain. And just the workings of the brain is just incredible. How it's a little different than the way that the body works, but also how it's connected and affects our body. But back to what you had asked, these two products, by far, in my experience, have exceeded any other cleanser detox that I've actually done myself in the last, I want to say, 20 years. And I became aware of these products 10 years ago. So since you asked, and since I'm talking about this right now, I have an opportunity to share with the viewers, the listeners, an opportunity to take advantage of being introduced to these detox products at a very affordable rate of only $13.83. Please go to my website, The Right Balance, WRIGHTBalance.com, and sign up for the 6-part detox report, and you will receive a promotional opportunity to try this zeolite for $13.83. Or you can send me an email directly to rightbalance1@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you more information on that. But again, Lisa, it's you've got to not only detox your lifestyle, but you have to detox your body. And it's difficult doing it just with food. You need additional support with these zeolite products because of the way that it cleans and attracts heavy metals, chemicals, and medications. It acts like a magnet, and it attracts those bad components that have been settled into our bodies, and it draws it out through your elimination process in a very gentle and effective way. It's not as if some of the cleanse experiences don't allow you to leave the house. It's not like that at all. And so, quite frankly, it would be in a spray form or in drops that you could put in water and drink. That's what I would recommend. And then, of course, making the dietary changes of adding now more fruits and vegetables and making sure that you're eating the rainbow, because not every fruit and every vegetable provides the same nutrients and vitamins that another one would. Did that answer your question, Lisa?
Yes. That mineral sounds like magical. It's like a magical mineral, because it's so encouraging, because we hear more and more how much we are inundated with toxins from, mm-hmm. like you mentioned, the food we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the mm-hmm. cosmetics we use, the personal care products, the household cleaning products we use, the fabrics that we wear and that are on our furniture and our flooring and our paint and everything. It's all, toxins are all around us. So it sounds like this protocol, these detox products, the digestive one and the cellular one, can really have profound, create profound changes in our bodies and really allow our bodies to heal themselves.
Absolutely. And that is a very good point. That's how we were designed, was for our bodies to heal ourselves. And if we're giving our bodies the right nutrients and support, then that's going to be able to facilitate the self-healing that happens, that we naturally were created to do. Now, I am not a medical doctor, so that my recommendation of these products are not to cure anything. However, what I have found personally is increased energy, mental clarity. I'm sleeping better. My digestion has calmed down. I used to be one of those kind of people that when I was younger, I could eat anything and it never really disrupted my digestive system. Okay, well, over time and poor eating habits and poor choices, that occurred where I had to be careful about what I ate and even careful about the stress that I had, because it would stir up issues in my gut. I have found that since using these products, I don't have that additional stress of managing my lifestyle to make sure that the tummy's happy. Where many people, they have struggles and challenges. They have joint pain. They start to have senior moments. And they chalk it all up to, or label it, or identify it as getting old. Well, that's not the truth. There are underlying foundational issues going on in your health, and that's the best place to start. So with these detox products, I have found, and my clients have found, that they've been beneficial on a number of different areas and levels of improving their health and vitality.
Incredible. And I know I'm, this is a long phone call, but I'm fascinated. It is, I love hearing that it's safe and gentle and effective. And is that, does that hold true for people, all people, all ages?
All people, all ages, all challenges. Because not every single person can have the same, if you will, the same medical script and receive the same benefits, because we're all different genetically and our lifestyles are all different. But what I find with these products and what I find with the protocols and the plans that we put together as we customize them for our clients, that the response that the body has is consistent across age demographics, challenges, maybe not as aggressive health challenges, but they are consistent improvement.
It sounds like the world needs these two products to me. And I'm going to be one of those.
I think so too.
I'm definitely
and as a matter
going
of fact,
on your website.
What's that?
I'm definitely going on your website.
Do. And if you go to, if you look here on Transformation Talk Radio in the archives, there is a show called Live the Good Life Show, which is my Thursday, second Thursday of every month show. But in January, so a couple of months ago, I actually had an interview on my show with the CEO and founder of the company Touchstone Essentials, who has these products and has these products manufactured for this specific detoxing solution. And that's the January 2021 Live the Good Life Show. I think the title of the episode is called The Dirty Little Secret. you will hear more about Touchstone Essentials from the founder and CEO, Eddie Stone. It's a fascinating conversation. So I would just recommend that everybody listen to that. If this sounds like and seems like it could be a place to start to make some changes this spring for a new year of health and vitality. Thank you, Lisa. That was a great question. I have a tendency to kind of go on.
I really appreciate it. I will let you get back to your show. Thank you. Thank you. You are a wealth of information. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thanks for listening. All righty. So detoxing, right? Well, detox our bodies, then help to clarify and detox our brains. Because, of course, those proteins build up and aren't broken down in the brain. Or if we're on medication and we're dealing with some health challenges, those medications have a way of developing plaque on the brain that slows our cognitive function. It brings us more senior moments. It brings us a lack of clarity. And it looks like when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about pain and detoxing, because ultimately that's how the body gets our attention, is through pain. So when we come back from this break, we'll talk more about the spring and the new opportunity for a new life of health and wellness.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
mindfulness, staying present to the moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but we know on a bad day it's tough to achieve. So here's a 2-minute drill you can use to enhance your capacity for mindfulness. Find an activity you do every day, like washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, and while you're doing it, focus on nothing else. Not your to-do list, not worries about the past, not rehearsing conversations, just the physical sensation of engaging in that activity. As we enhance our capacity for mindfulness in these ordinary activities, we're better able, when the going gets rough, to bring that capacity to bear, to be calm and authentic in those moments. If you'd like to learn more about how to enhance mindfulness in your life, contact me at McGuireLifeCoach.com and listen to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio, Thursdays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back, everyone, and you're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm your guest host today. And we've been talking today about new opportunities and what the new spring season brings. I'd like to thank Dr. Pat for this opportunity to talk with you and to share with you how to take best advantage of this new season, this new year. I'd also like to thank our caller who called in, Lisa. Great conversation. Please go to my website, the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Sign up for your 6-part free detox report. It'll help you to focus on all the areas of toxicity that occur in our lives, from the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the fabrics that we're around. How about the products that we put on our bodies? Simply, effectively, and without increasing your body burden, for sure. Just a couple of things that we've talked about today, and that is the choice and choosing to make better decisions for ourselves starts with that personal self-inventory. Take a look at all areas of your life. Is this serving me well? Is this not? What's the good, the bad, and the ugly about where we are, what we've got going on, and where we want to go? I would love your feedback, and I would love to be able to connect with you one-on-one individually. We can work together, and we can change your story of one of pain to that of a story of health, vitality, and happiness. I also shared with you a detox product that you can find also on my email, the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com, and through social media platforms. So I'd love for you to have a great spring. Start to fill it with good choices, and I'll see you next time.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.